Speaking of taking me seriously, this guy, we've been looking around for him all morning. He didn't take me seriously this morning. He's our good friend, Senior Director of Marketing and Strategic Planning for Mercury Marine. He is Adrian Rushforth. Good morning, Adrian.
Morning, Ange. How are you doing?
Hey, good.
Remember,
you can run, but you can't hide, okay? We find you.
I've been looking for you in Miami, and you're not down here, apparently.
No, apparently nobody sent me an invitation. That's the problem. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really well. How you doing?
Doing great. We wanted to bring you on because we just relaunched the Mercury motor giveaway on fishingcanada.com. We took a month off and did some other products, and now we're back on with Merc, and it has absolutely gone through the roof again. So I want to thank you for that.
You are very welcome. That's great to hear. Glad it's taken off.
People love motors. And, you know, I was a little apprehensive at first to try and put a 2.5 horsepower motor on the sweepstakes ticket. And because I thought, well, who uses 2.5s? And then I started looking into it. And holy macro, like it's a much bigger market than I thought. It's massive.
It is. There is still a big demand for that engine. And so many applications. You know, it's great. You can get a little inflatable boat and have one of those in the back of your car. So in the water after work, go out and do a little bit of fishing. You can get into all kinds of great little places. Even off of your bigger boats, you can go in and do that stuff. But a lot of people are doing it with camping and RVs. Just throw it underneath the RV and take it with you. And it's great for the kids, you know. Just let the kids have a little adventure. Go down the beach.
One of the areas that I think it is underutilized, in my opinion, is outback lakes, portaging into outback lakes. You know, trying to cart a 9.9 into some of those lakes, anything, you know, over a couple of hundred meters in terms of the portage is pretty difficult. But this 2.5, I mean, good Lord, it weighs 18 kilos. It weighs nothing, you know.
Yeah, so, unless you got a lot of football-sized friends that can carry those engines in, you're exactly right. Great for that type of thing.
Yeah, I think outfitters should be looking at having these as a possibility for outback lakes for sure. It's a fantastic little engine, anyways. I got to tell you, it's great, and folks are responding extremely well to the contest. So, you're in Miami because you are at the big Miami show.
Yes, just setting up. The actual show starts next Thursday. So getting ready for some big unveilings and lots of events.
Am I correct? The Miami show is the big show for the marine industry?
It is. It's one of the big ones, yeah. In terms of actual attendance, it's the largest one in North America. And it's the show where a lot of boat companies and engine companies unveil new products and things that they've been in development for a few years now. So, yeah, this is usually where we do our launches, is down here. So it's very important to the marine industry. Yeah,
exactly. Hence why we got you on. You were on a couple of weeks ago, and so we got you on now immediately after that because I know this is where you unveil all the goodies. And because we're good friends and because you love our audience and because there's only us listening, you can tell us what's new at Merc that we might not know, right?
We might not know. Well, we got a few things that we're unveiling this year. Usually you have me on just after Miami so I can tell you all the gory details on it.
I know. And, but that's playing it safe.
I can
safe.
Tease you with just a couple of things.
All right, go ahead.
I can tell you there's a new engine coming from our friends at Mercury Racing that will be unveiled at Miami next week. Not for everybody's application, but still a neat engine. And then there's some new stuff, some new buttons and news and controls and rigging stuff that we'll have to hook you up with so you can play with that.
Yeah, and by the way, I just want to – I don't think we spoke enough about it last time you were on the program. Yes, outboard motors is your bread and butter. There's no doubt about it, and as are inboards and as are racing engines. But I got to tell you, I am so impressed with the Mercury Marine lineup of gadgetry, and that's the only way I can describe it, gadgetry that will enhance your boat. boating experience. And I think it's way underplayed up until now. You guys have got so many things, including something we talked about a couple of weeks ago, you know, a helm that will very soon, in the very near future, you can just sit back and tell this helm what to do, and it will do everything for you, you know, which is very cool.
Yeah, we were talking about that when we came from the Consumer Electronics Show. That was one of the features that we had on there. So the ability in the future where you could, yes, talk to your helm. And I think you had a chance actually to experience some of that technology when we went down to Lake X a few years ago, where you could literally say, Siri, start my engines, and the engines would automatically start for you. But the next wave of technology will enhance that even more, and not only be voice recognition, but facial recognition is another thing that's big in the automotive world and the marine world that we're looking at, and gesture recognition, where you just wave your hand in front of, you're able to communicate with all your smart devices and not have to touch them anymore. So a simple gesture will allow you to communicate with not only your boat and or your vehicle, but also with some people in your lives, which is great, just connecting us all together.
Oh, for sure. I don't know whether you're, you know, in a position to discuss this or not, but how close are we to fully functioning, big, powerful marine application motors that will not be running on fossil fuels?
That is something, and immediately as soon as people ask that question, they immediately think of electrical, right? Similar to your Teslas and your cars and things like that.
Right.
The challenge for the marine industry for that is it's really reliant on battery technology and getting enough battery power to be able to power a big horsepower engine. With marine and boats, there's a lot more friction with the water on the hull, and it just takes a lot more oomph to get that in motion as compared to a car. So that is the limitation there. But to that point, it may not be that electric is the answer for the marine industry in the future. There are things like hydrogen and other technologies that we're busy working on and looking at. You saw our little 5-horsepower propane engine that we've got now. You know, the potential to expand that to higher horsepower ranges. But there's a number of alternative fuel sources that we're looking at and exploring and seeing how we could convert it over to a marine application.
Yeah, it's not a question of who's going to do it, because it's going to be Mercury Marine. But I can see a day where we will be completely severed from the consumption of fossil fuel in the marine business. And I'll tell you why I say that. Not because I'm a big believer that we have to get rid of gasoline or the planet is going to come crashing down around us. Although I do think that there is a certain validity in that comment, but I think the marine industry needs to be there first and foremost because of our application. You know, we're used in most cases in pristine, clean areas, waterways that you know, unlike our roads and highways, we're operating these engines in some pretty pristine areas. And that's why it's really important, I think, that the marine industry lead the way in this new whatever that is, by the way, whether it's propane or whether it's sun, who knows. But I think it's going to be the marine industry, and of course, that being the case, it's going to be Mercury. So I know you guys are working on it. I know you guys have probably already got the technology ready to go. You just won't share it with me today. That's all. That's fine. That's cool. That's cool.
A couple more weeks.
Yeah, okay. But we'll try the best we can.
Yeah, you need the infrastructure also to catch up, obviously. You need to be able to, whatever that source of energy is, you need to get that into the marinas and onto places where people boat and enjoy the outdoors so that they're able to easily access. So we're busy looking at that kind of stuff. I'll share it with you later.
My friend, I always appreciate you on the program. As you know, you take care of yourself down there in Miami, and unveil away, and then let us know what you've got in store for us.
Will do. Thanks a lot, Andrew. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, buddy. Adrian Rushforth, Senior Director of Marketing and Strategic Planning for Mercury Marine at the Big Miami Boat Show, which starts next week. I've been to that show once, and it's breathtaking. So anyway, I can describe it. All right, more journal after this. I should dare go away.